Happy Halloween. This is Princess Bethany, your spooky chick with a big dick. For more free audios, visit my website at boobwithaboner.com. Just enough light filters through the small window for you to see your body. You're strapped down to the table, the leather cuffs holding you securely in place. They give you just enough room to wiggle, but you find that the more you wiggle, the tighter they become. I saunter into the room chuckling, smiling down at you as I walk around the table, smugly admiring my handiwork. My long nails gently rake across your skin, sending shivers up your spine, and you fidget with helplessness. Your naked body, a reminder of how vulnerable you are to whatever it is I have in store for you. I wrap my hand around your cock, and I begin stroking slowly, methodically, my slender fingers gripping you firmly as I slide my hand up and down until you're painfully stiff and pre-cum is bubbling out of the tip, slicking up my fingers. Then I smear that glistening pre-cum across your lips before disappearing into the shadows. You can hear the clicks of my heels as I return, and your eyes widen with terror when you see me holding two of the biggest tarantulas you've ever seen. I cackle loudly at the stark fear in your eyes while my fingers gently pet my furry friends. I then place them ever so carefully onto your naked crotch. You can feel the pads of their furry little legs walking over the most delicate parts of your body, your cock and balls. Your body jerks with fear, and the tarantulas hiss, raising their front legs in terrible warning. No, no, no. I shake my finger at you. You see, my little pets give a nasty bite when frightened. Sudden movements and loud noises will have them sinking their fangs into your flesh. Heeding my warning, you try to calm yourself and force your body to relax, only to tense up again when you see me bring out a very long feather. Grinning, I begin to stroke that feather along the tarantulas and then down between your inner thighs. The wispy feel of the feather dips underneath your knees, and you jerk, trying to escape the ticklish sensation. Tickle, tickle, tickle. And then I slide that feather up to your armpits. My smile widens as you try to squeeze them close to your body. Oh my. It looks like I found your spot. I begin to tickle your armpits over and over. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, 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 tickle. You try to hold back your giggles, but after a few minutes of deliberate tickle torment, you burst out in loud peals of laughter. My large pets hiss and sink their fangs into your cock and your balls, and then you squeal in pain. Oh, such a wonderful sound. I run my feather along your body, tickling you some more. Tickle, tickle, tickle. And try as you might, you can't get away from it. Your moans turn into pleas, and they get louder and louder, and then it happens again. My spider friends bite you, and you scream, but oh, I don't stop. I keep tickling my way around your body, leaving no inch of you untouched, your toes, your neck, your stomach, the balls of your feet, tickle, 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 tickle. Nothing escapes my attention. Your cries for mercy only drive your fate as my spiders continue to prick at your cock and balls with their sharp fangs. There is no escaping my twisted tarantula torment. What would you do for mercy? Do you think that you can convince me to give it to you? Well, why don't you give me a call and we'll find out together, if you dare.